Today, Radhakund Babaji,
that one at Kinchana,
as first of Aulami Maharaj.
Yes.
Yesterday evening he came and he was here in night. He wanted to meet me. In the night he came to me and told us some question about Bhajan Rahasya that you have given him to translate. He was asking some question. I answered. And he was telling at the same time that we have approached you, ISKCON, for that
reading
of Sadhguru. He told that they were all accepted our program, but they told that we will consult from Narayan Maharaj.
We also told them that we had to consult overseas people.
He told me about me. Then they told also that they have consulted with you, but you have not catch their this,
yeah,
but like this. They are not direct understanding.
Yes, yes, completely.
Why my name told them?
Only him. Because he kept telling me, I should ask Narayan Maharaj, I should ask Narayan Maharaj. And yesterday he said, what did Narayan Maharaj say? What did Narayan Maharaj say?
I told them frankly. I also told him.
He can hear, he understands, but he has been in Gaudiya Mata for so long.
But if name was not out, then it was more better. But I don't see. I told them that they had some differentiate between Gaudiya Math and Gaudiya themselves, Babaji. They can taste Mahaprasadam with Sahajiya and very bad reputations man, and not with Gaudiya Vaishnavas, who are very learned persons, very qualified, and they know how to do bhajan. They have left everything for Krishna, but yet they don't take prasadam with them. And they tell that Gaudiya Vaishnava has no guru parampara. If there is so, they can come to us. We can answer these questions. And you heard from them, and again you go to take money. This is bad thing. Yeah, we have no consideration about them.
What did he say?
Okay, baat to theek hai. It is right. I know that they will not agree, and they will not leave their differences, so we should not be sahanubhuti with them. But I have not mana nahi kiya hai. I have not mana. But I have told the fact. Now they are free to do anything.
The decision is theirs to make.
Huh?
The decision is theirs. If they are prepared to change their philosophy,
then
they can think of it.
I think so. If they should transfer their all these views, then we should. I have done so much good for them. for Radha Kunda and Govardhan. But yet, they are like a serpent.
Maharaj, we have a question.
What?
We're up to text 13, but we have a question about 12.
Bolia? 12.
We were up. You have completed 12, and now you are going to do 13. But we have some questions.
What? About 12.
You remember?
Dara, dara.
In 11 and 12, it mentions. In 12, it mentions that the demigods, ladies, were flying in their airplanes with their husbands. And both were appreciating Krishna. And the gopis are thinking that certainly they are more fortunate than we, because our husbands will not permit us to leave to be with Krishna or anything. So there's some question about who are the husbands of the gopis. Sometimes it is said that they are cowherd boys. So surely they must love Krishna very much. And why should they mind if their wives also are with Krishna? Other times it is said that actually they have no real husband, that Yogamaya has manufactured a duplicate, some husbands who appear to be their husbands. And any others possible? Like this, different things are said about husbands of the gopis. So could you please clear how is it that different statements are there about gopis' husbands?
You can answer. I want to see your answer.
I think you should answer.
Bully.
Cannot answer.
Will you talk?
No.
What will be answer?
My answer is that we should ask you. That is my only answer. I had the same question.
Same question. You can answer. I know that you can answer.
I asked the question.
No, but I know that you can answer. You can answer.
We are all unable to answer.
No, you cannot.
We are like little sparks in the presence of the sun. There's no light.
I know that you know the answer.
I see that there are different explanations given.
Also that one about that the gopis
yes,
married
yes, Krishna.
So all the cowherd boys got married. So who did they marry also?
They married Krishna during the time during Brahma Mohini Moham Leela. There's different things are said about the husbands of gopis.
And also the
you have told us that the gopis have no husband. In Goloka they only have Abhiman. But actually there are no husbands. Then one time you told that there is no Abhimanyu and no Jyotila. And then another time you said to us, without Jyotila, how can there be Javas? So we have become puzzled by your different explanations.
No, you should not be puzzled. You should know that this is Madhur Leela. Madhur Leela is called where there is aswarja or not aswarja. They will think only with the eyes of nar. Nar, you know?
Human.
Only. No aswarja. neither gopis nor Krishna at that time are uta ki bole sarvantar jani,
they are not capable of this.
No, it means Sarvajnani.
Antarjani. They are not Antarjani.
All knowing.
Gopis are said to be not intelligent.
Simple girls.
Not as
society girls, like Mathura.
City girls. No? Very simple. They don't know anything. They are not so clever.
They are very clever.
No clever. Nothing. Very simple heart. No? So they don't know that Yoga Maya has any play in us. If Yoga Maya does anything, then it comes as Varya. But they have no idea that Yoga Maya is playing any part in this thing. We are simple girls and we have been married to other gopis. Simply don't know what has become in this. They don't know anything. And with that guys in Madhur Leela, they are telling all these things. Understand by you? They don't know that we have been married to Krishna. They don't know that we have not married to gopis. They know only at that time that we have married to other gopis. They are my husband, these are my sister-in-law or mother-in-law and nothing. But when a third person comes, like us, which has no gopi bhav, also like Vyasadev, also like Sukadev or Narad, they know all the details. We know some details, but they don't know. Otherwise, Leela will not touch them.
So, from Narad's vision, what is the fact? From Narad's vision.
Narad's vision.
From the vision of Narad Muni. What is the fact?
The fact is that they have been given marriage to, not given marriage to gopis.
That is the fact.
That is the fact. But the fact is real is that what gopis are seeing. Fact is this. So Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas and all others cannot have so much bhav as gopi bhav because they can understand all these things. They are sarvajna, they know all the facts. So Uddhav also has no bhav as gopi. They only have only that bhav. We love Krishna in still in way, not knowing any man. In hidden manner we have been told.
Now, some of the Munichari gopis, because they have not yet developed full strength, they got married and had some children. Who did they marry?
Gopis.
They did get married. And who are those gopis?
Braj Gop?
Not Nitya Siddha Gop. Also Sadhan Siddha Gop?
It may be. Sadhan. And you have not written all these facts. But we samanjasya karte hain.
We have to reconcile everything somehow.
Reconcile. But if gopis knew that we have been not married to other gopis, Lila will be spoiled.
Yes.
If Krishna knows that fact, also Lila will be destroyed.
In Goloka Vrindavan, is there...
What is written in Srimad Bhagavat, we should know that fact is true.
What about Jyotila and Abhimanyu?
They are also... Gopis are seeing them for Lila.
But
as a third person, tatastha, you know?
Neutral.
Nothing like so. But for Lila, it is essential and it is true.
So gopis can see them?
Gopi will see.
But others?
Others means Uddhava and all others.
Can they see Jyotila?
They will see in other things. That is why Uddhava returned to Mathura. Narad Muni cannot enter in Vrindavan. And if Krishna has all these views, then he could not play like this. He is not playing, but doing actually all these things. As a general boy, cowherd boy.
Ordinary.
He is doing. And all this has been done by Jogamaya.
That is why Brahma and Indra became bewildered. They could not believe it.
So we should think always, when we read and when we remember and do anything, do bhajan, by the eyes of gopis, we should say. Otherwise, we cannot enter in this lila. We should not think that Krishna has married them. They have been married not with gopis, and it is only for Jogamaya action.
But Jiva Goswami explains it for the general reader. He does explain it, Jiva Goswami.
But if we accept Jiva Goswami's view, all will be destroyed. He has tried to give real things, and that is why Lila will not do.
But for purpose of explaining generally in a siddhantic way, then Jiva Goswami's explanations are valuable. But for entering in the bhav, they are not valuable.
So we take only the view of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He has not taken anything like that. Anything.
Just
only to give answer of other person, general person, we should know Jiva Goswami Vichar.
Okay.
But not for our practices.
No, I agree. But for explanation to others, generally.
Others. But not for Rasik Vaishnava. Don't explain all these things for a Rasik Vaishnava, because he will have to forget all these things, and you remember all these things. He cannot forget. He cannot enter.
Any more questions?
Now you have sealed our lips.
Uddhava.
You have sealed our lips by this statement.
Yes. Tumhara ek kebare lompha dibe re. Niche kuchu dharatul thakbe na.
Well.
Ha. Kya main kahne ja raha tha bhai?
Uddhava
na. Uddhav went to Gopi. He lived so many months. But he could not have that view. He wanted that view.
He couldn't forget.
And if that is why it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane prayasam udapasya namanta eva. Jivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiyavartam thane sita tanuvang manovi प्रायसो अजीतो अपि जीता त्रैलोक्यम ज्ञाने प्रयासों दुपाक्ष्य हियर देर इज नो इट हैज बीन नॉट टोल्ड फॉर निर्विशेष ज्ञान टू रिमेंबर ऑलवेज कृष्ण दैट ही इज गॉड ऑफ गॉड ही सर्व कारण अनादि हिमसेल्फ अनादि this we have to forget all this we'll have to read those who want to be rasik and bhav and any bhav of four dasa sakha basal especially three if anyone so we have not to always anusilan do anusilan of krishna is God of God, not as a tattva, or by jnana par tattva. We have not to think all these things. But always reading and chanting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna, of Braja. By doing so, he will know the tattva, how to, up to how we have to take jnana. All will come. And we can enter in Leela. And if we always know that Krishna is all, then everything will be. So Gita is not so much required for Rasik Vaishnava. Because if we remember always Gita, then we'll have to remember that Krishna is God of God.
But for preaching, Gita is helpful.
Preaching is not helpful, but it is essential. For us, we are not Rasi, not Bhav, not so, we have no Bhav. So, for us, it is not
harmful.
And if anyone will have bhav, then automatically everything will go. Only bhav will come. Bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic, vegetarian will come and he will enter in that. As a Rupa Goswami, he has never described all these things. Ji Goswami has written everything everywhere, in Priti Sandarbha also.
Is it? Did Jiva Goswami do that because he has less vision or because he was being, this was his duty to do for the conditioned souls?
For conditioned souls he has done.
He's establishing the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu.
Otherwise he was in the same mood.
Same mood. As a Raghunath Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami has nothing interesting in all these things.
Only weeping.
Only Rupa Goswami is here. Only.
And Krishna does Kaviraj same.
Both. No. Both. Jiva Goswami first and then Rupa Goswami Raghunath.
So much of Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the philosophy of the Sandarbhas is in there.
Everything is of Sandarbha. What in Sandarbha he has written, all things he has taken in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Ras Vichar of Rupa and Raghunath. And he has preferred Rupa Raghunath more than all these things. Rupa Raghunath Pade, Rahumara, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kahe Krishna. You should go up.
Text 13.
13 or 14?
13.
So when we read this chapter, we should forget all things that Krishna or Gopis were Bhagavati and Bhagavat. We should only take the view of Gopis, what Rupa Goswami has given. Gavasya Krishna Mukha Nirgita Venu Gita Piyusa Mudhavit Karna Pootai Pivanta Savasmutastana Paya Kavalasmatastu Govindamatmani Dishastu Palasya Gavasya Krishna Mukha Nirgita Venu Gita Piyusa Mudhavit Karna Pootai Pivanta Savasmutastanapaya Kavalasmatastu Govindamatmani Dishastu Kalasya It has been told about Debyo. Debyo Mimana Gataya Smaranan Nusara. Krishna Roop and Krishna is everything is Utsav for Gopis. For all Utsav. Here the devis are so mati bhag, so bhagyavati, fortunate. They are seen. Actually, devis are not so fatful.
So fortunate.
Not so fortunate. No bhav like this. They cannot see the lilas of Krishna and gopis. Also, they cannot come down to earth. If they have so much bhav to Krishna, they could have come and join Ras, or after Ras, they can meet Krishna, they can come down to earth, but they cannot come. But they are seeing, if a deer, if a sea goat, you know, bakri. She comes to Krishna and searching something, grass, etc., where Krishna has kept his seed, and there is a very good grass there. She is searching grass, but Premavati Gopi will see that, oh, see how fortunate they are. They are going and they are giving their heads to the Krishna king. They will see. See, Gopa has nothing, but yet they will see. As further we will see. So, Gopis are seeing that whether a deer which has no vivek at all, they are foolish, so foolish, they don't nothing about Preeti, but yet they are loving Krishna and hearing the flute six fires and dedicated their heart to Krishna. And in other hand, most vivekshil, buddhiman, they are also coming to Krishna. The special thing is that seeing Krishna, these devis don't know that our husband, we are sitting in the laps of our husband. If a man sees his wife, that she is doing prem to any other person, he'll be envious and he will do anything. But in case the husband are here, gopis are thinking that, oh, see how wonderful and great fortune is of devis. That in last birth they have done something, good work, a good thing. that they have found so good husband. And they are seeing that they are loving Krishna and other than them, his Parpurus. Parpurus. But yet, they are thinking how we are fortunate that we have a wonderful wife, that she has so much prem to Krishna. Krishna is supernatural, what? Godhead.
Supreme God.
Supreme God. And they have so much love for Krishna. We are so fortunate that we are touching our wife and we have connection with our wife. So we are so much fortunate. So they don't have any
envy
or anything to their to with Krishna.
But the husbands of the demigods were not actually.
Now, gopis are thinking whether they have or not, but we will have to accept.